Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. Today we're going to be introducing Zathkiel, Creation from Chaos. Zathkiel's name means God's knowledge or understanding of God. This angel is the epitome of the Divine Feminine, and she is aligned with the Great Cosmic Mother. Zathkiel guides us to seek spiritual perfection. Like the image of her is the veiled Egyptian goddess Isis in her card. She is the teacher of esoteric knowledge, mythology, spells, and rituals. Unyielding and sometimes more than a little demanding in nature, working with Zathkiel can feel like an initiation into the darkest depths of the feminine mysteries. As keeper of the Akashic Records, she offers you the key to unlocking all your lifetimes. When you enter the cosmic womb of Zathkiel, be prepared for what is lurking below. Lurking below the surface of your subconscious to be brought out into the harsh light of day for review. But with Zathkiel as your powerful protectress, there is nothing to fear. Is the truth, however disconcerting, will always set you free. She is also a brilliant ally to help you resolve conflicts. Keeper of the ring, pass not. Zathkiel rules over the cycles of water of creation. She offers you silence, which is vital for seeking higher wisdom. Once you lift the veil and peer into the dark recesses of your soul, trust this angel is by your side guiding you across the abyss to renewal. Hers is a powerful alchemy, but glory greets you on the other side. Message: stay the course. Your soul is calling you to deeper and higher wisdom. You are entering a new phase of creation. Many new gifts will be revealed.
Guided meditation, meeting Archangel Zathkiel. Begin by finding stillness. Find a quiet, comfortable space where you will not be disturbed. Sit or lie down, close your eyes and take a deep breath, hold and release. With each breath, allow yourself to sink deeper into relaxation, descending into inner stillness. Entering the black fire. Now, in your mind, call upon Archangel Zathkiel, the guardian of divine wisdom and the deep mysteries of the universe. Whisper her name and feel her presence unfurl around you, a silent yet encompassing embrace. A warmth spreads through your being as a sacred black fire rises around you. Though it appears as pure darkness, it contains within it all the colors of creation, hidden spectrums beyond human sight. This fire does not burn. It purifies, stripping away all that is unnecessary. Surrender to it. Allow it to wash over you, dissolving old fears, doubts, and burdens. Feel yourself becoming weightless, free. Descent into the galactic core. A swirling portal of black light begins to open beneath your feet. Slowly, you feel yourself spiraling downward, gently drawn into its embrace. You are no longer bound to the earth. You glide effortlessly through the vastness of space, traveling beyond the stars. Celestial currents guide you toward the galactic core, where a brilliant golden light radiates from the event horizon of a massive black hole. The heart of our galaxy, a threshold between worlds. As you approach, its energy begins to pull you in, drawing you beyond the limits of time and form. You surrender, allowing yourself to be immersed in its infinite expanse. The womb of the Cosmic Mother. All fear dissolves, leaving only peace. You are now within the sacred womb of the Great Cosmic Mother, a space of stillness and limitless potential. Around you, the darkness is not empty, but alive, pulsing with unseen light, brimming with the raw essence of creation itself. As your eyes adjust to the deep blackness, you see before you a vast, bubbling, volcanic pool. The primordial black mud within it rises from the depths of existence itself, ancient and alive with wisdom. You step forward, dipping your foot into the warm, thick essence. Slowly, you sink into the pool, allowing it to envelop you. It holds you like an embrace, nourishing you inside and out, restoring every part of your being. Rest in the silence. Here there is no rush, no urgency, only the sacred pause between all things, the deep silence from which creation emerges. You are held. You are safe. You are whole. Take as much time as you need in this space. If thoughts arise, let them drift like ripples on the water, always returning to the stillness within. Return. When you feel ready, a gentle shift moves within you. It is time to return. Slowly, you rise from the pool, feeling lighter, cleansed, and deeply renewed. As you step out, Archangel Tzafkiel is waiting. She wraps a heavy black cloak around your shoulders, a cloak woven from the fabric of the cosmos itself. It is a shield, a source of strength and wisdom that will always remain with you. She places a hand upon your heart, a silent blessing, before guiding you back. You begin to ascend, moving effortlessly through the void, back toward the golden horizon of the galactic core, through the swirling black light of the portal, gently returning to your physical body. Feel yourself settle into the present moment. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Take a deep breath, drawing the essence of this journey into your waking awareness. Awakening. When you are ready, open your eyes. The wisdom of Tzafkiel lingers within you. Her presence woven into the fabric of your being. Carry this silence, this deep knowing, into your waking life. You have met Tzafkiel. You have touched the source of the unseen knowing, and now you return, whole and renewed.
Again met by Alexandra Wenman in Pinehorn Press. You can get to her website at www.alexandrawenman.com. And I have a website as well, www.schizostudios.org. Again, that's www.schizostudios.org. I'd love to get emails from you guys, so feel free to email me. You can email me at podcast@schizostudios.org. That's podcast. @schizostudios.org. Let's go ahead and do the Diamond Fire Alchemy now, the Veil of the Unseen.
Guided meditation, meeting Archangel Tzafkiel. Begin by finding...
I guess the voice isn't going to do this one for us, so I'll go ahead and do it. A guided meditation to reveal the deepest desires of your soul. Preparation. Find a quiet place where you can sit or lie down undisturbed. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Hold and exhale slowly. With each breath, release any tension in your body. Feel yourself sink deeper into stillness. Your awareness opening like a lotus under the moonlight. The moonlit garden. In the eye of your mind, you find yourself standing in a vast sacred garden, bathed in silvery moonlight. The air is cool, scented with night-blooming flowers whose petals glisten with dew. A soft breeze stirs, and leaves of ancient trees whisper secrets of longing and fulfillment. Before you stands a temple, its towering stone pillars worn by time, but standing strong beneath the great dome ceiling open to the stars. This temple is timeless, a place where all that is hidden is revealed, where dreams meet destiny. 8 steps rise before you, leading to its entrance. A gentle yet insistent force calls you upward. You ascend slowly, each step deepening your connection to the sacred space within. As you walk upon the smooth ancient floor, you see her waiting for you. Meeting Tzafkiel. Archangel Tzafkiel sits before you, dressed in deep black. A heavy veil conceals her face, yet you feel her gaze upon you, piercing through to the depths of your soul. She does not speak, but you know why you have come. You have carried a desire within you, so deep, so intimate that perhaps you have hesitated to name it. Tzafkiel beckons you forward, Her presence is vast, like the space between the stars, yet as gentle as the silence before dawn. She invites you to speak. What do you long for? What have you searched for so earnestly, perhaps beyond even your own understanding? Let your heart open. Express your desire, whether aloud or in the silence of your being. Do not censor yourself. Hold nothing back. This is a space where truth is honored, where desire is sacred. Lifting the veil, Zafkiel nods once and raises her hands, slightly inviting you to lift her veil. A strange hesitation stirs within you, an instinctive fear, but you know this is a threshold you must cross. With steady hands, you grasp the edges of the black veil and slowly lift it. What is revealed beneath is not Zafkiel's face, but your own. Yet it is not the face you have always known. The eyes that meet yours are black and gold, swirling like the event horizon of a great cosmic force. They are vast, unfathomable, filled with mysteries of the universe. On your forehead glows the indigo light of the Eye of Horus, a symbol of divine perception and higher truth. You gaze into yourself, the aspect of what you have always known, always seen, always carried the wisdom of your own soul. Your desire shifts, expands, takes a greater form. This longing you have held, perhaps it is not merely a wish, but a calling, a truth waiting to be embraced. As you stare into your own transformed reflection, offer your deepest and most elusive desire to Zafkiel. Release it into her hands, knowing that it is meant for you. It will come at the right time, in the right way. Know that sometimes desire itself is the path that shapes you, preparing you for what is to come. Trust the timing of your own becoming. Becoming the angel, Zafkiel stands and, with a single motion, drapes a heavy black cloak over your shoulders. This is not a mere fabric. It is protection, wisdom, and a promise that what is truly yours can never be lost. As you descend the temple steps, you return knowing your desire, not as something separate from you, but as a living truth unfolding within you. You have crossed the veil. You have seen yourself. And now you return, whole, aware, and trusting. Become the angel. Again, that's Zafkiel out of the Archangel Fire Oracle. Thank you for listening, and I hope part of this or all of it resonated with you. Bye for now.